You're listening to SBS News.
School students in Central Australia are giving a digital makeover to an ancient dreaming story. At Yiparinya School in Alice Springs, students are bringing the story of the now extinct thylacine to new life, using innovative two worlds learning. The thylacine, or Tasmanian tiger, was a large carnivorous marsupial with a large dog or wolf-like head. Educator Tiara Doolan says while the iconic Australian animal is now extinct, he continues to protect Alice Springs.
He was the great protector of Alice Springs, and so where he remained was called Dog Rock, which is Alice Springs. And he, in Arundah, we call him the Akmulya, and now he remains here continuing to protect Alice Springs and watches.
The process of reimagining the thylacine story begins with students selecting, workshopping and drawing their own character, and then using plasticine to build a 3D model. Program facilitator Anthony Frank explains how software transforms the students' creations.
We then go into software applications like Microsoft Paint 3D or Tinkercad, which are 3D animation applications to create that character in a digital form in 3D. We then also use Minecraft Education Edition for them to create country, and those two elements are anchored to one another, and an audio recording either of the storyteller sharing the story or the children explaining why they chose that character from the story.
School attendance is a big issue in the Northern Territory, with programs like this hoping to encourage students' learning. Ms. Doolan says this method of teaching can be more engaging for students that don't relate to traditional school environments.
Going into a classroom, it is daunting, and like having to sit down and do the, you know, old paper and writing and pencil, it is a struggle for some of these kids. And I think it's really amazing that that this program exists, because it's another way of thinking to get our kids to be engaged and be able to share their culture and their interests.
Local elders have helped guide the students reimagine the dreaming in a digital setting, where they can also be archived appropriately. They hope that projects such as this can help preserve ancient stories and help local kids strengthen their identity.
It's really special because their job as elders, you know, is to pass on the stories and the responsibilities onto the next generation. And I think in this time, it's really hard, and elders are sort of worried and like thinking of ways on how we can do that. And now with the digital, you know, opening up these doorways for the kids to do that in such a digital way, and I guess bigger, it just opens so many doors for them in terms of carrying on our culture in this really different world, I guess.
An added benefit is that the project introduces digital skills and perhaps even future career pathways for these students, says Mr. Frank.
Although we're teaching foundational digital skills with these children and rooted in that ancient cultural story that matters, they're also understanding that they have potential career paths in digital futures where maybe that wasn't something that they saw as an opportunity before. So they now have a new language in this digital space, but also these stories are being told properly and can be archived appropriately with the knowledge holders still holding that intellectual property.
At the end of the day, Ms. Doolan says it's about the stories. And for Indigenous Australians, these ancient stories help them navigate their way through life.
And these stories, they're not only just stories, they help us through life. They literally help us in hard times, good times, and they are sort of stories to help guide children and these young ones in life, and they have really, really powerful meanings.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.